As we gather, may your spirit move among us. Oh, as we gather, may we glorify your name. Knowing well our doubts, our hearts begin to work. Oh, we'll be blessed because we praise your name. We'll be blessed because we came. Oh, as we gather, may your spirit move among us. As we gather, we glorify your name. Knowing well that as our hearts begin, steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end, for they are new every morning, so new every morning. Great thy faithfulness, oh, great is thy faithfulness.
Let's pray, saints. Father, we thank you, Lord, for such wonderful songs, Lord. And Father, how we long to know what we sing, and may you help us this day. Lord, every situation, every prayer request, surely it's an opportunity for you, Lord, to show that your steadfast love, Lord, it never ceases, that your mercies, they never come to an end. Father, them that are seeking for deliverance, that they may know that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, those that have provision, that you may show, Lord, that, Father, you care about our natural situations, Lord. And Father, those with questions, Lord, that you'd minister answers. Lord, we'd pray, even as we'd pray. But Father, we need your grace, Lord. We need you to help us as we come from our homes, we come from our jobs and from school and the distractions, Lord, of this life. We need you to shut us in with you. So help the song leader, Lord. Guide him and lead him, Lord. Father, to help us in worship. Bless, Lord, Father, the minister as he'd wait upon you. Because how we long, Lord, that you administer that entrance to us, that you'd anoint us and quicken us upon this night, that when we'd come and bring our petitions, Father, it may be acceptable before you, Lord, that, Father, even as we'd pray, we'd know that our prayers have been heard. And, Father, we'll leave this place having cast all of our care upon you, Father, just trusting in you, Father, because of your steadfastness, Lord, and your faithfulness. So bless your people, bless them that are still on the way. Bless each of your people at home, we'd pray. Bless this meeting, we ask, for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Peace. Can we have the song, He's the Lily of the Valley? Right.
Oh, I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He's the lily of the valley. In him alone I see all I need to cleanse and make me holy. Are you brokenhearted? In sorrow he's my comfort. In trouble he's my stay. He tells me every care on him. The lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. my grave has taken and all my sorrows. The temptation is my strong and mighty. Hallelujah, I have all for him forsaken and all my idols torn from my heart, and now he keeps me by his power. Safely reach you. Hallelujah, he's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He will never, never leave you, nor yet forsake me. For I believe by faith and through his blessed ring. Hallelujah, oh. About me, I'm nothing not to fear. With his banner, heal my hungry soul shall fill. Hallelujah, then sweeping up to glory, to where rivers of delight shall ever roll. Hallelujah, he's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning sun. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. It's not by power, it's not by it's not by power, it's not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Tracy. It's not by power. G. Not by power, not by mind, but by my spirit, says hallelujah. Not by power, not by mind, but by my spirit. This mountain shall be removed. Hallelujah, this mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. By my spirit said, it's not by might, not by power. Hallelujah, by my spirit says, not by mind, but by my spirit says, this mountain shall ring. Hallelujah, this mountain shall be ring. Shall be renewed by my spirit, says the Lord. God, any rivers you think are uncrossable, God, any mountains you can't undo, God specializes in faith or in, and he will do what no other powers can do. Be of good courage, God spake unto Joshua, when all the rivers appointed the way. Joy then uncrossable, things incrossible, waters divided as they march. And God, any rivers you think are wrong. Oh, God, any mountains you can't tell. How God specializes in things not in fun, and he will do it. Do what what no other powers can do. Battles to win, they will live with the obstacle. Jericho's walls too must fall to the ground. God never failed, he stood back on his promises. Walls had to crumble as they might. Got any how God specializes, simply thought impossible, and he will do what no other powers could. Our God's the same, and his word is dependable. He'll make a way through the waters for you. Life situation by him are amendable. Mountains and hills he will part for. Gone any rivers you think are uncrossable. Got any mountains you can't. Our God specializes. Saint is thought impossible, and he will do what no other powers can do.
Amen. Jesus, keep me near the cross.
Jesus, keep me near the cross. For there a precious fountain, it's free to him, a healing stream that flows from Calvary's. Keep me near the cross, near the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever until my soul shall fall. Let me rest beyond the river. Lord, near the cross, a trembling soul, let love and mercy find me. There the bright and morning star, it sheds its beams around the cross. Oh, in the cross be my glory ever, until my raptured soul shall let me find rest beyond the river. Lord, near the cross, O Lamb of God, that brings its sins before me. Lord, help me walk from day to day with its shadow. It's in the cross, oh, in the cross, Lord, be my glory ever, until my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Lord, I'll watch and wait. I'm hoping, trusting ever, until I reach the
Sublime.
In the midst of a storm, there is peace.
Lord Jesus, tonight. Oh, we are under great expectation. The Lord, you sweep over our souls. Oh, Lord, knowing our heart desires, knowing all the requests that are upon our hearts tonight. Lord, we are trusting. We know whom we have believed. Amen. That he is more than able. Oh, to supply our needs exceedingly and abundantly than what even we would expect. So, Lord, we thank you for yet another Friday. Amen. To be in your house. Amen. Let's bow down our heads for a word of prayer. As prayer has already been offered, committing the service into the hands of the Lord, let us now look unto him. Amen. Lifting all our needs and our desires. Amen. Unto him now. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that it's another Friday, oh God. Lord, oh, the week has traveled, and we say thank you once again. Amen. Oh, for the week so far, what you have done for your children, oh God. Even this very moment that, Lord, we are standing, oh God, in your presence, we want to say thank you for journey mercies from our various homes. Oh, as we have responded, Lord, to your invitation tonight, oh Lord, we know that, Lord Jesus, you know already, oh Lord, every one of us. Amen. Our heart desires, Lord, our cry, oh Lord, our supplications, Lord, our pleads, Lord. Amen. Father, you know every one of them, O God. And even as you have invited us to come to your presence tonight, Lord, we've also come, Lord, believing, O God. We've come with faith, oh, knowing that, Lord Jesus, oh, you are more than able in all things, oh Lord. Amen. And so, Father, even as we have come with such a faith, Lord, we know that tonight is going to be too omnipotent, oh, that will meet, oh God. And surely, Lord, everything that, Lord, we desire had to come to pass, Lord. So, Father, we say thank you once again. We give you the praise and honor. We thank you for the songs and worship, which we know that, Lord, it has reached you. And, Lord, you are here in our midst now, God. So, Father, we want to surrender all to you. As Father, we seek that you give us a word, Lord, that will inspire us now. Amen. And lift us up, Lord Jesus. Oh, that our utterances and our prayer, Lord, oh, will reach him, Father. We will know that it will not return to us void. Amen. But, Lord, it would come back accomplished and established according to our desires, Lord. So once again, we say thank you, Lord Jesus. As we stand now, God, we want to give all the glory to you. Amen. Take control now in Jesus' name, Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. 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 Shall we be seated for a moment? Glory to bless you. Yeah, the move is on. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. The move is on. You know that song? The move is on. My brother, the move is on. The move is on. My sister, the move is on. I can hear the rustle in the mulberry trees. And I know that the move is on. Oh, move on, brother. Move on, sister. This is a moving day. Oh, move a little closer. Where the streams are flowing. Oh, move on, brother, move on. Amen. 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 Oh, praise the Lord. The move is on. Yes, sir. Yeah, you know, one time something happened in the land of Israel. And the prophet was making a comment in the message book Elijah and the meal offering, the prophet was making a comment on a harsh condition that fell upon the nation Israel when God closed the heavens and there were no rains nor dew for 3 years. Amen. The prophet said, I like that statement. He said, the hot winds of judgment was blowing upon a nation that had forgotten their God. My, hot wind of judgment blowing upon a nation that had forgotten their God. Amen. But we thank God, praise the Lord. Amen. How many believe that we here, oh, there is something happening. Amen. A breeze of grace. Oh, blowing upon a church. Amen. Because we know our God. Praise the Lord. And as you know, Daniel said, the people that do know their God will be what? Will be strong. And they will do exploits. Amen. So for us, we can feel what? The breeze of grace. Not judgment. Praise the Lord. Because we know our God. Amen. Amen. And we believe in him. No other thing. Praise the Lord. And so, my young ones, are you here? God richly bless you. See, let me tell you something before we go. No, you have been pricked. You were pricked in your hearts, you see, after hearing the word of God, you see. And then you decided to fulfill all righteousness, see, by being immersed in water baptism, see. So now you have been buried or planted together with him, see, in the likeness of his death. But you see, you shouldn't remain there. Huh? You got to rise up. Praise the Lord. And all that you need to do is to completely surrender everything. You surrender that old man, see. Because the Bible says that old man, you see, that black horse, see, must be crucified with him. That body of sin must be destroyed so that you will not serve that old man anymore, that black horse. You will not feed him anymore, you see. So we are in a process of what? The sanctification. It's very, very important. The prophet said it. Yeah. Hmm? You are going through what? Sanctification. So that's what we want to. Because, you see, when you have done that, gone through that sanctification period, and you have what? Been cleansed and washed away of all your old nature. Hmm? Then the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead will come and raise you up also. Amen. Amen. That same spirit that raised Christ from the dead will come and raise you up in the same power of what? Of his resurrection. Amen. So tonight, we have a subject, let's go and let God. Amen. Praise God. Let go and let God. We will look at that subject. And then every need and every request that is upon the heart of the people tonight, we will look on to this same word tonight. Amen. Amen. So shall we stand to the reading of the word? Matthew 16, we shall read from chapter 16. Matthew 16:24-26. And before we read, I want to read this prayer request so that you put it in your heart. Amen. You place it on your heart. We pray. pray over them. The prayer request from Sister Talent has a tooth surgery this coming week and would like to be remembered in prayer. Amen. Amen. And then please remember Hezekiah as he's a little unwell. Also remember Sister Julie as she is in work tonight. So let's place this request upon our hearts as we read the word of God. Amen. Read from 16:24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples. Now watch. It's what? To his disciples. Amen. Amen. So it wasn't to the Sadducees and the Pharisees and the Jews. But he said to the disciples. Amen. And we are his disciples. Amen. So Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Amen. Amen. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Take notice of that also. Shall find it. Amen. And what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Amen. Amen. Dear Lord, we thank you for the reading of the word. Now, Lord, as we sit at your feet, O God, Father, we need inspiration from you to help us, Lord, in our prayer tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May shall we be seated. God richly bless you. Now let's look at verse 24 once again. It said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Amen. Amen. So that means you got to give up something. Amen. Amen. You got to give up something so that you could what? Take up something else. Amen. I think I've done that demonstration here before. Amen. Elsie, come. Hold this. That's what you are holding, eh? And this is the cross. Okay, take the cross. Not with this hand, this same hand. Oh. You got to do what? You got to put this one before you can take the cross. God richly bless you. Amen. 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 You see it? I said, you go to what? Deny yourself. You have to what? Put aside everything and take up the cross and follow me. So what you are holding, you go to what? Put it aside. Amen. Discard it. So that your hands will be strong. Amen. To hold onto what? Onto the cross. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. So, you got to what? Give up something to take up something. Amen. In the message book, The Invasion of the United States, Jeffersonville, the prophet said, he that will be a Christian, amen, he that will be a Christian, meaning that he that will come after me. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yeah. He that will be a Christian, let him strip himself of his own thoughts. Amen. Number one, your thoughts. Sometimes our thoughts can travel somewhere. Eh? Yes. Oh, to be lost somewhere, and you are here, and your thoughts are far, far, far away.
Amen.
See, whilst Christ is just by you and your thoughts are somewhere else. Amen. Amen. You must strip yourself of what? Of your thoughts. Let him strip himself of his own works. And let him strip himself of everything, denying himself and take up the consecrated cross. Amen. And follow me daily.
Amen.
And follow me daily. Not a week you are off and then another week you are back. No, sir. But daily.
Amen.
Amen. I said, he that will come after me, let him do that.
Amen.
The prophet said, that's what Jesus said. And then verse 25. He said, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find what? It.
Amen.
Amen. So we get someone like what? Saul the Pharisee. When Saul the Pharisee, what he put that Pharisee aside, he found what? Paul the Apostle.
Amen.
Amen. When he has losing that for the Saul of Pharisee, Saul the Pharisee, he what? He found Paul the Apostle.
Amen. Amen.
That's the way how it is. So when you put your thoughts and everything away, you are going to find something. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
He said, but see, the scripture, he said, then he said, this very scripture, the prophet said, this very scripture, whosoever will lose his life for my sake will find it. He said, this scripture is so important to God that it appears in all the four gospels. And in all the four gospels, it appears 6 times.
Amen.
That means, brother, my sister, it's really very, very important. That's to what? Whosoever will save his life will lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it.
Amen.
6 times in the gospel. This same word from Jesus Christ. 6 times in the gospel. So I found time to look for all those places where the prophet was saying that 6 times. I found everything, yeah, which is true. One is Matthew 10:39. Matthew 16:25, Mark 8:35, Luke 9:24, Luke 14:33, and John 12:25. They are there 6 times.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. You see, so you let go something, you see, so that you will get something back packaged, really packaged for you. So my own nature must go. Your own nature also what? Must go. Your thoughts must go. Your works must go. So that you will receive something else. You will find something that is more precious than what you have what? You have given out. Amen.
Amen.
So we got to completely surrender what? Young ones, our old nature. See.
Amen.
To give way for the what? For the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, to do what? To come down and raise us up in the same power of his resurrection.
Amen.
Young ones, are you taking it? You see, someone may ask, what could be seen as my own thoughts? My own nature? Someone might probably. So I will also want to ask that someone a question. Young ones, listen. You are asking of your own nature which must die, huh? Okay. I'm also asking you a question. What are those things that you do and you try to hide from dad and mom?
Mm-hmm.
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 What are those things that you do when you hear dad's footstep? And they are very fast. Phone. That page is gone. You want to know what nature you want to what? Your own nature you want to put aside. I'm asking you also, what are the things that you do on your phone, your tablets? Yeah? When you hear footsteps, quickly, it vanishes. What are those things? See, those are some of the things that you have to. You know very well that what? It's wrong for you to do those things. Because if you had opened your, your phone and you were reading scriptures, when daddy, you hear daddy's coming, you'll be still continue reading it, isn't it?
Amen.
Because you know that you are doing the right thing.
Amen.
So the things that when you try to hide them, that's the nature we are talking about. Praise the Lord, your own nature. When you go to school, different the way how you talk. You listen to some of those people, how they slant some words, and then you try to also say the same thing. See? No, sir. But when you come home, you speak oracles. No, sir. Praise the Lord. Huh? And we, the grown-ups also, the things that we do in our working places, if it's a working place where another Christian brother is there, you see, yes, the brother, the sister really good. But if I know that I'm the only person at the working place, I can sometimes fool about. Oh, my brother, my sister, anything we try to hide, we know very well that they are not right. So those are the things, let those things go. Amen. You see, we want to be sanctified so that the Spirit will come and raise us up and then give us the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. That's the thing that we are looking for. So, my young ones, that's the thing. Amen. Let us what? Move in that kind of what? Fear. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Not fearing your father, but fearing what? What you are doing.
True.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Not fearing your pastor, but fearing what you are doing secretly.
Amen. That's correct.
Those that the nature said, let it go and let God come in.
Amen.
Then you will receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Praise God. You see a new world. You get a newness of life, a new nature. Everything about you looks so good, and you see you everybody, not you yourself, but people will see you said, now my daughter, no. She's now gotten something special. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. No, a certain young man. We've just mentioned his name. Certain young man, a learned man, he was a Pharisee by name Saul, you see. And he thought he was serving God faithfully. And one day when this Saul heard the voice of Jesus Christ, you see, and he found that all along he has been on the wrong way, instantly he was ready to surrender all.
Amen.
Amen. Instead, he was ready to surrender his own nature and embrace the new what? The new nature.
Amen.
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 So this young man, he let go the soul, the Pharisee, and counted all things as loss for the excellency in the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As you know that scripture very well. You see, he was persuaded of a better life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen. He let go Saul that was walking in the council of the Sanhedrin and the Pharisees. He let go that one. He let go the Saul that was standing in the way of persecuting the church. See? That's how he was. He let go the Saul that was sitting in the seat of the law. He said, the law, blameless. He let go all those things for the excellence in the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Moses was willing to let go what? Egypt and the pleasures of sin for a season to be with the children of God where pleasure is what? Eternal. Amen.
Amen.
Moses let go Egypt. Ruth let go Moab.
Amen.
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 And she told her mother-in-law, Naomi, he said, where you go, I will go.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Where you live, that's where I will live. Amen. Your people will be my people. Amen. Your God will be my God. Amen. Even where you will die, I want to be buried there. And nothing can separate you and me except what? Death. Amen. He let go completely. Moab. And we all know the blessings that Ruth received. Amen. The disciples let go what? Their business as what? Fishermen. And Christ made them what? Fishers of men. Praise the Lord. Oh, we know Paul was willing, so he let go Paul the Pharisee and received Paul the Apostle. Amen. Amen. But let's look at those people who were not willing. You know them already. Can you mention me one? Praise the Lord. The rich young ruler, God bless you.
Amen.
Never, see, he never allowed his wealth and riches and everything to go away, to let it go.
Amen.
And let Christ to come in. And we saw his end. We all know his end. What happened to him? Amen. What about Judas? See, had all the opportunity. Christ, walking with Christ, sleeping with Christ, eating with Christ, but yet to let go his own what? His own interests and desires and all those things. See? He also missed the mark. Amen. So the prophet in the message book teaching on Moses, he said, now listen, boys and girls, you know what? There are a lot of things in the world that are real valuable. Now listen closely. And one of those things, you have it with you today.
Amen.
There are a lot of things valuable in the whole world. And one of them, you have it today, even now. Amen.
Amen.
What is that? Is the soul that's inside that body.
Amen.
And that's the most valuable thing in the world to you. Then the prophet said, is that right, mothers? Mothers are not here today. Hush. Praise the Lord. The prophet said, is that right, mothers? Then he said, say amen. Okay, fathers, say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. The prophet said it, so let's read everything. Praise the Lord. The most valuable thing that you got in your soul, the most valuable thing that you got is your soul. And now, if you keep your soul, then you are going to lose it. And if you lose your soul, then you are going to what? Save it. If you lose your soul to Jesus, see, in other words, if you believe on Jesus, you become his disciple.
Amen.
Amen. You see, like what? Like Saul did. Praise the Lord. Saul did, and then he received what? Apostle Paul. He said, now remember. You remember that now. See, you remember that now that you have the most valuable thing right in you. Said, the prophet said, remember that one now. That the most valuable thing in all the world is your little soul. And if you keep it, you will lose it. If you give it to Jesus, you will save it.
Amen.
Amen. So let's watch it. Praise the Lord. Young ones, let's watch it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Whatever has been the weight that easily besets you, let it go.
Amen.
Whatever has been obscuring your view, let it go. Or obstructing you, let it go.
Amen.
So even everyone here, as we look unto the Lord for our desires and needs, my brother, my sister, sometimes it's because what? Something we've allowed to obscure our view. Or something that is obstructing us. And we know, we are aware of them, but yet we still allow it to linger in our lives. So for that reason, God is looking, is waiting that you take away that thing out so that he can come in and what? Give to you your heart desires. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's watch it, my brother. You see, Paul, Apostle Paul, was persuaded by revelation to see what will be the end. You see, the crown. Oh, you see, he knew very well that he's going to receive a peaceable fruit of righteousness, the joy.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. At the end. So all the time, whatever you are doing serving God, you must what? Know what is at the end of it.
Amen.
Great joy.
Amen.
See, Amen. Jesus himself, before he went to the cross, the Bible says he what? He saw the joy that was before him. And how the joy was what? How he's going to meet all of us one day, oh my. For that reason, he said what? He endured the cross.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See, the joy that was set before him. He saw you and me back again in our what? Our estes. In our place with him.
Amen.
Because if he fails to go to the cross, that will not happen. We will be lost. So he saw that joy and endured the cross. And you know how the cross actually was.
Amen.
Amen. So if there is anything, my brother, my sister, if there is anything that you need to what? To tear away, to kick away, to make way for your possessions, your potentials, what God has already ordained for you to come to pass, then let us do that.
Amen.
Amen. Let us not remain as the old eagle. Please give me the first slide. The old eagle. Quickly, because that's the only one that we got to pray. You see, something was obstructing. He has come to a place where it's two things, a decision, two things. Look at the his talons, the beak. The beak now is no more sharp. It has what? Bent like this. Praise the Lord. So now he cannot what? Really pick something, his food. And our food is what? Is what? Is the Bible.
Amen.
And you see, the chest also, the feathers has grown so much. And so he cannot fly to the highest place.
Amen.
Amen. See, it has become dull. It cannot do anything. And then we have not seen that this thing. The talons. The talons now is no more flexible. They are all stiff now. But there is something this eagle got to do. Amen. The prophet said, the eagle, let's read from the prophet. He said, its long and sharp beak becomes blunt and bent. It can no more use its claws and beak to tidy up its feathers, you see. So the eagle develops a thick feather stalk in its chest. And makes it difficult for it to fly. This is where the eagle comes to a decision time in its life. Two ways. Either to go through that process of change and be renewed and what? Transformed. Or he resigned to fate. See? Two things. But the eagle will not do that. The eagle, if it's an obstruction, he will surely what? See that he will be able to what? Clear those obstructions. And we are eagles. Amen. And so if we come to this situation, we must what? Clear what is not right. See, so is that the eagle will choose to renew. It prefers life to death, you see. So it goes to a mountain, see? Goes to a mountain amongst what? Rocks. And then what will he do? This beak, he will be knocking it up against the rocks. Knocking it, until what? Those old beaks have to what? Come out. Amen. And when they come out, new ones will what? Will come up. So when now he's gotten a new beak, he uses the beak to what? To remove all the talons that are stiff. Pull them out. That's how it is. Pull those things, your thoughts, your ways, pull them out. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Get them free. And when you have pulled them out, it will be what? It will be restored. You will find it again.
Amen.
Amen. And then now he's got what? Talons that are flexible. He's got a strong beak. And the next thing is what? He clears all the loose feathers. And then later, let's see how the eagle will look like. My. Amen. Praise the Lord. You see? He has been what? Transformed. After, see, taking that pain to clear all, to lose all those things, so that he will receive a new one. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. He will find another one. And when it has done this, the eagle that was about to die, he said he will live for another 30 years. The prophet said he will live for another 30 years. Amen. Amen. Let's see. Then the eagle, what? It takes flight. Oh, praise the Lord. Takes flight to the highest place again once more. He has been what? Transformed. He has been renewed because he has done away with all those obstacles and hindrances and those things that were not making him to receive what God has ordained for him. The thing, all those things were in him. Amen. But the whole thing was what? To clear the way. Amen. God has already planned everything for every one of us. Amen. According to his riches in glory. Amen. And so if there is something you are seeking from him and it's still not coming, my brother, my sister, sit down and say, what are those things? What are those things? I need to what? Clear those things right now, tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ. So that the Lord will have his own way with me. Amen. Oh, yes. The prophet said, letting off the pressure, said, but you know, tonight, what we need to do also is what? We need to go to a place. We need to find a rock tonight.
Amen.
Amen. We need to find a rock tonight and also go there and beat all those things that are not right in us so that we will be what? We will be restored.
Amen.
We will be what? We will be transformed. We need a rock tonight, my brother. And now let's listen to what the prophet is saying. He said, but I know a rock where we can go. Amen. In the message book, Letting Off the Pressure. He said, but you know, I know a rock where we can go and beat in prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Till all the crust of the world is beaten away from us.
Amen.
Till all the unbelief is beaten away from us. We've got to beat away the wrongs, the thoughts, and everything. Tonight, my brother, my sister. He said, till we enter into a place where all things are possible.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We've got to beat We need a rock where we will go and beat all those things out tonight. Amen. Amen. So that we come to a place where all things are what? Possible. Amen. Then whatever is upon your heart, my brother, my sister, what is going to what? Stop it. Amen. Amen. Then the prophet said, that rock is Christ. Amen. 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 That rock, we have no place to go. We have a rock tonight to go to and beat in prayer tonight, my brother, my sister. Amen. Oh, as the psalmist said, my soul wait thou only upon God, you see. Amen. For my expectation is from him. Amen. Amen. Psalm 62, verse 5. My soul wait thou, my soul tonight wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. Amen. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense, and I shall not be moved. Amen. Amen. Psalm 62, verse 5 and 8, to 5 and 8. God is my salvation, my glory, the rock of my strength. Amen. And my refuge is in God. Trust in him all times, ye people. Pour out your heart. Amen. Pour out your heart tonight, my brother and sister. Before him, God is a refuge for us, sailor. Amen. So tonight we have a rock. Oh, we have a rock in Jesus Christ. He is our rock tonight, that we must go tonight in prayer and beat all those things that are what? Hindering us. What we see as what? A hindrance. That's why, oh, I know my God. Yes, look, he has done everything for you. Maybe there's one small speck of thing that you need to what? Pull out. Amen. So that what? You will find another one, which is what? All your heart desires. Amen. How many believe that as the musicians come? Amen. And we sing that song. Oh, what shall I give? Tonight, what shall I give unto Jesus? Amen. You have nothing to give for an exchange of your soul. All that you have to do is to surrender everything tonight. Amen. What should I give? What should I give? What should I give? My brother, my sister, you may know what you need to give out tonight. Amen. Beat it out tonight. What are you going to beat out tonight? Amen. If there is nothing for you to beat, oh, then you can even pray for a brother. Pray for a sister whom you know that my sister, he knows he needs this. Or my brother, he's looking for this. Praise the Lord. Let's sing that song. What will I give? And look unto him. Whilst you sing with your heart lifted up.
What would you give? What would you give? What would you give in exchange for your soul? Oh, if today God should call it away, what would you give in exchange for your soul? Brother, I'm far from the Savior today, risking your soul for the things that decay. Oh, if today God should call it away, what would you give in exchange for your soul? What would you give? What would you What would you give in exchange for your soul? Oh, if today God should call it away, what would you give in exchange for your soul? Mercy is calling you, won't you give it? Master, dear Savior, still tenderly plead. Risk not your soul, it is precious indeed. What would you give in exchange for your soul? What would you give? What would you? Oh, what would you give in exchange for your soul? If today God should call it away, what would you give in exchange for your soul? More than the silver and gold of the earth, there's more than all jewels the Spirit is worth. God the Creator has given it birth. Oh, what would you give in exchange for your soul? Oh, what would you give? What would you give in exchange for your soul? Oh, if today God should call it away, what would you give in exchange for your soul? Bye-bye and bye, when you are weighed in the balance on high, you should be sentenced forever to die. Oh, what would you give in exchange for your hallelujah? Oh, what would you give? What would you give in exchange for your soul? If today God should call it away, what would you give in exchange for your soul?
This is my desire
to I worship you. Lord, all I have within me, I give you praise, and all that I hold is in you.
Lord, I forsake all tonight.
Oh Lord, I live for you alone.
Help me, Lord Jesus.
Every breath that
to
I
beat,
take,
Lord, my weaknesses.
Every moment I'm away
against you, because you said we should cast
Lord,
our burdens upon you.
Lord, I give
please,
you.
Please, Lord, have your way.
Lord, I give
tonight,
you
Lord,
my
please,
heart.
Lord.
I give you my soul.
I give everything up, Lord.
I wanna live for you.
I'm not going back
alone.
To those things anymore, Lord.
Every breath that
I'm not
I
going
take,
back to them, Lord Jesus.
Every moment I'm away.
Oh, help me tonight, Lord. Help
Lord,
me.
Lord, have your way in me.
Oh, Lord, help me tonight. I give everything up, Lord, tonight. I know the things that have been always my thoughts, Lord. They are not right, Lord. And I can say that, Lord Jesus, those things are hindering and obstructing, Lord, obscuring, Lord Jesus. Oh, for you to come in, Lord. Father, tonight I give everything to you. I give up everything, Lord. Everything, Lord Jesus. Please help me, Lord, to beat those things out from my life tonight. Because you are my rock, Lord. That is the only rock where I can go and beat those things out, Lord. So, Father, please help me tonight as I surrender all to you. Lord Jesus, please, you know the needs of your people tonight, Lord. Lord, give them utterances tonight by the power of the Holy Ghost as we pray. God bless you in your prayer, oh Lord Jesus. Jesus, so good. Yes, Lord Jesus, so good. Oh Lord, your children crying unto you, Lord. They are beating everything, Lord, upon your rock, Lord. They are beating it upon you as, Lord, you said, cast your burdens upon me. Oh Lord, clear every obstacle, Lord. Every hindrance on the way of your people, O God. Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. We shall read our prayer request once again, and we sing one song. But before, we will read a scripture also, and we sing He Knows My Name. The prayer request, once again, let's read through. It said, Sister Talent has a tooth surgery this coming week and would like to be remembered in prayer. Amen. Said, please remember Hezekiah as he is a little unwell. And also remember Sister Julie as she's also at work tonight. And all other requests, other things that the church needs, everything. Let's read one scripture, and then for assurance, then we will sing the song, He Knows My Name, and we will hand over to our pastor. Amen. Let's turn to Isaiah 43. We need a word of assurance tonight as we commit this request into the hands of the Lord. Amen. Isaiah 43. But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee. Amen. Oh, Jacob, so put your name there. Amen. Amen. And he that formed thee, oh, Israel, oh, Maxwell, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Oh, thank you, Lord. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. So, our precious sister, even as you go for this tooth surgery, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Oh, amen. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One, above this church, thy Savior. Amen. Let's think. He knows my name. He knows my name because he said, I am his. Praise the Lord. And we will hand over to our pastor to lead us in prayer. Amen.
I have a maker. He formed my heart. Before even time began, my life was in His hand. He knows, He knows my name. He knows, He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls. And He hears me when I call.
Oh Lord, you will hear us tonight, Lord.
I have a Father. He calls me His own.
You are mine. Oh yes, Lord.
He'll never leave me. Oh, no matter. Cause He knows, He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls, and He hears me when I call. I have an anchor, I have.
I have an anchor. I have an anchor. Oh, he's in my life. Yes, he placed me in this world. Oh, by faith he'll see me through. Oh, Jesus knows. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls, and he hears me when I call.
It's a good thing that he hears us when we call, saints. We just want to call upon him as we finish up in prayer. We do thank Brother Max. Thank you so much. Just when you came in the beginning of the service, we were sitting down together there, and Benjamin said, "What should I read?" And he's just started a new school, and it's a bit overwhelming. In a big school, you don't know anybody there, and it's just like overwhelming. And I said, "Read Isaiah 43 from 1 to 3. So he read it at the beginning of the service. So just now, Brother Max said, "Let's read Isaiah 43. I bumped. He says, "This is the same scripture I read at the beginning." I said, "It's true." I said, "The Lord will be with you. Though you, he's not going to take you out of the trouble, but he'll take you through the trouble." That's what he's promised to do. So we thank the Lord. It's a wonderful thing. So also to greet Ryan. God bless you, bro. Good to see you back. Back from his good long holiday. God bless you, bro. Nice that the Lord has kept you. Let's bow our heads, saints. Let's put these things before the Lord. Father, once again, how wonderful it is that we can come unto you. Father, we wonder where we would be and what we would do if we didn't have an anchor, as we've been singing about, if we didn't have access to the throne of grace. Father, if we had to bear the burdens ourselves, Father, it would be too much for us. But Lord, we can come unto you and we can bring our cares and cast them upon you. And Father, we thank you for this grace. We thank you that we can come in the name of Jesus and always have an audience with you, that Father, your ear is open to our prayer. And Father, Lord, you always hear the cry of your people. And Father, here we are with our needs. Lord, we're singing there that you know our thoughts, Lord. Amen. Father, even the hidden thoughts, even the burdens in our hearts, Lord. Father, sometimes we may not find the words to say, but you see deep down inside the desire and the need that we have before you, Lord. And Father, we just want to bring these things before thee upon this day. For Lord, all the petitions of your people, Father, even as has been prayed for already for our sister Talent, Lord, as she goes for the surgery, Lord. Father, Lord, even as we see the picture that was sent to me the other day, Lord, Father, of the surgeon, and you were there, Father, holding his hand. Amen. Father, what a Amen. Blessed thing. That's what we desire, Jesus. You are the great physician, Lord. You are the sympathizing Jesus. We want to ask of you, Lord, that you'll just work on behalf of our sister, that Jesus, you would be with her, that Father, Lord, you would just bless everything from the beginning to the end, Lord. Father, we think of Brother Krauss when he came out of his operation and the room was filled with your glory. Father, let it be so, we pray, as our sister would go for this operation, Lord. Father, we think of the saints that are away. Father, I want to pray for Brother Faithful upon this evening. There, Father, Lord, in a strange land, Father, far from fellowship, Lord, we lift him to thee upon this day. Father, we just pray that, Lord, Father, even as Jacob left his home and found himself in a strange place, that, Lord, you revealed yourself to him and you promised him that, Lord, you would be with him and that you would deliver him and that you would fulfill all that you had spoken of him, Lord. I just pray that you'll bless Brother Faithful there, Lord. Brother Tendai, that you'll bless him in Zimbabwe, that you'll bring him safely back, Lord. That you'll bless him and prosper his business and bring him back with his family. You know his heart's desire. Father, we look unto thee, Lord. May you bless him, Lord, we pray. Father, Sister Julie at work, you be with her. Father, may, Lord, your presence draw near to her even now. Father, and Hezekiah, Lord, Father, I just pray that Jesus, your great hands, Lord, you said, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not. For of such is the kingdom of God. And Lord, you laid your hands upon them and you blessed them. Jesus, you are the same today. We just ask you to lay your hands upon little Hezekiah and bless him, Lord. And may all be well. And even Brother Wilmore, that Lord, you'll just restore his strength fully. that you'll bless him as he goes to Israel, that Father, you'll be with him in his business, that Father, Lord, you'll just renew his strength while he's there. And Father, you know the desires we have before us. Lord, we need a place to worship thee, Lord. And Father, Lord, we've looked and we've searched and we've knocked. But Lord, we want to come unto thee once again upon this evening, Lord, because Father, you know the end from the beginning. Lord, even inside of your heart now, you know exactly what it is that we should do. And we want to look unto you, Father. We want your will to be done. So reveal it unto us, Lord, that you may guide our footsteps to the right place, Lord. Father, I think of David, Lord, when his heart was heavy, because, Lord, he desired a place of worship to put the Ark of the Covenant, Lord. And Father, how could he be happy in his own home when, Father, Lord, your house wasn't what it was supposed to be? So, Lord, we ask of you to glorify your name. We ask of you, Lord, to lead and guide us, to show us the way, and to provide us, Lord, with a place that, Father, you may be glorified indeed. Help us, Lord, we pray. Father, we bring this to the end. Lord, Brother George and his family, I think, traveling tomorrow, Lord. Watch over them and keep them, Lord, we pray. Bring them safely back. Thank you that you brought back everybody else, Lord. And Father, we just do pray for each and every one of your people and for this weekend that lays before us. Father, we just think of the youth camp, Lord, and Father, how you blessed us. And we think of Brother Barry and Brother Paul when they came, and a blessing. And Father, Lord, with Brother Cheslin, and you followed it through. Lord, we're looking unto you, Lord. Father, to continue, Lord, just to guide us as your people. Father, as we sing this song, Lord, we desire higher ground, Lord. Father, that you just, Lord, Father, send down thine anointing, Lord, and help us to rise on the wings of faith, Lord, we pray. And Lord, bless the new people. Bless all the young ones that were baptized, Lord. Father, Lord, may you put a hedge of fire around them, we pray. Lord, may you feed them and lead them and guide them, Lord. And Father, we just want to wait upon thee, Lord. May you bless this weekend, we pray. Father, fight every battle, we ask, Lord, and watch over us. And as we go to our homes upon this night, Lord, how we're asking, Lord, Father, give us traveling mercies as we read of these disasters, Lord, of children being killed in these accidents, and Lord, young ones dying just this week, Lord, that lays behind, Lord. Father, we do not want to take anything for granted, Lord, but we ask that the angel of the Lord will go before each and every one of us, Lord, that Father, you'll watch us in the roads and bring us safely to our homes in peace, Lord, and that Father, you'll bless our day tomorrow as we thank you for another month that you've given to us. And Lord, we're thinking of them that aren't here with us upon this evening. You be with them wheresoever they are, Lord. Them that are in their homes, Lord, we just pray. Even now you draw near to them, Lord. And Father, speak unto their souls. And Father, answer their needs and these their requests as well, we ask, Father. Lord, Father, we appreciate and thank you for grace to come upon this night. We thank you for your word. Bless Brother Maxwell, Lord. Father, continue to strengthen him, Lord, we pray. May your hand ever be upon him, Lord. Bless him and bless his family, Lord. And Father, Lord, just use him for your glory. Fight his battles. Provide his every need, Lord, we'd ask and we'd pray. Now, Father, as we dismiss, we just desire that one thing, that we'd be dismissed with your blessing. Lord, Father, it's been wonderful to come into your presence, but Lord, we don't want to leave your presence in this place, Lord. You said you'd be with us, Lord. You said you'd be in us right to the end of the journey. So as we depart now, may we depart with your blessing to go with us and bring us back again on Sunday, we pray, as we thank you for every request that has been put before thee, Lord. And we thank you that you've already heard and you've already answered prayer. Father, we commit all to you now. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 God bless saints. Let's dismiss with whatever you have, Brother Jeff.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
Amen. I have decided to follow Jesus. Have you decided? Amen. Good. I'm glad.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind. Oh, the cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. Decided.